Welcome to our next session, on principles from the Bible that speak about our position in Christ. And today we want to consider especially the fact that Christ is the source of our new position. In our last session, we looked at the fact that Adam was the source of our old position, his sin and his condemnation. And now we're going to see that Christ is the source of our new position. The Bible tells us that if we're born again, we are in Christ. And that happens by means of spirit baptism. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, Paul says, "For by one spirit were we all baptized into one body." And so spirit baptism is the means by which all believers of this age, and only this age, are baptized into or immersed into or placed into the body of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ, which is the church. And spirit baptism happens at the moment we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:13, "By one spirit were we all baptized." And he was writing to the Corinthians, many of whom were not very spiritually minded, and yet he says all of them, even the carnal ones, if they were born again, if they were saved, then they were part of the body of Christ. They had been immersed, placed into Christ, and that's their new position. That's our new position. It's true of all believers. We are in one body. And so our salvation ends the relationship that we had to Adam. Our old relationship to Adam ended when we got saved. Our old relationship was that we were in Adam, we were in his sin and in his condemnation. And salvation also brings us into a new position in Christ. And in Christ, we have justification. In Christ, we have his righteousness. In Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So our salvation ended that old relationship, that old position in Adam, and it brings us into a new position and a new relationship to Christ in him. And this is because we are born again, because we have put our faith in Christ, and this new birth brings us into a new position. Because we're in Christ, his resurrection into the realm of resurrection life, he arose into a new sphere, back into the spiritual realm. He left the earthly realm, and we are in Christ when he was raised from the dead, and that's our new position. In fact, we read that in Ephesians chapter 1 that and in Ephesians chapter 2 that we've been raised up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that means that Christ is now our life. He is our life. We are in him. He is in us. His life is in us. And he is living his life through our mortal bodies. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 20, "Ye in me, and I in you." And so this speaks of a new relationship that the Lord was predicting would happen after his death. And so for us, as Paul says in Colossians 3 and verse 4, Christ is our life. He is our life. It's not that he's an important part of our lives. He is our life, and it's a new life in him, in heavenly places. And so in Christ, we are freed from that old bondage, that old position that we had in Adam, in his sin and in his condemnation. We've been set free from that. And Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 4 through 6 includes this thought, that God has raised us up together with Christ. We've been raised up into heavenly places with Christ because we're in him when he was raised from the dead. And therefore, Paul goes on to say, and he made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. So we were raised up with Christ, and he ascended into heaven, and we in him spiritually, and we were seated with him. We were seated in that place of the finished work of Christ. There's nothing left to do for our salvation. It is finished, and we are seated as victors, as conquerors, more than conquerors in Christ. And so it's a glorious heavenly position, a victorious position that we have, seated in the heavenlies in Christ as citizens of heaven. And Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 and said, we are raised up in Christ when he arose so that we might walk in newness of life. And that's the privilege that is ours today. As believers, we have a new position in Christ, in the heavenly, citizens of heaven. And therefore, even though our bodies are still on earth, we are able, because of our new position, to walk in newness of life, to live a resurrected life down here in our unresurrected body, because our position is up there in heaven. In his second epistle to the Corinthians, Paul said that because we are in Christ, all things, old things have passed away, and all things are become new. We are a new creation in Christ. And that's an amazing thought that, yes, God created our bodies and through physical birth, we entered into the world in an earthly body, in an earthly position in Adam. And we were part of the old creation under a curse. And our mortal body is still under that curse. We're going to die one day unless the Lord returns soon. And so our physical birth brings us into the world spiritually dead, alive to the world, but dead to God. And it makes us part of that old creation under a curse. But the new birth, being born again, brings us into a heavenly position in Christ as a new creation. And we are connected not with the old creation, but with the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. What a change from in Adam, in a mortal body, connected to the old creation and its curse. Now, even though we're still in our mortal bodies, we have been raised up spiritually into heavenly places in Christ, and now we're connected to that resurrected realm. And to the new heavens and new earth, we are new creations. And that's our new position. And the new covenant, we are beneficiaries of the spiritual blessings of the new covenant, which includes a new heart. And that's, we read that in Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. So we have a new heart, a new capacity to love the Lord. We have a new mind, the mind of Christ, a new capacity to know God and to understand and appreciate his word. We have a new song in our heart, the song of redemption, that only those after the cross are able to sing. We are new creatures. The church is referred to as a new man. And in Ephesians chapter 2, again, we were told that we were created in Christ Jesus. So this is everything's new, a new creation. And we were born again into God's family. So old things have passed away, and all things are new in Christ Jesus. And that's why Paul was able to say in Galatians chapter 2, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, not that old I in Adam, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now that's a wonderful passage, and Paul speaks about himself in the first person in two different ways. He speaks about the old I am crucified, that old person that he used to be, Saul of Tarsus, that religious Pharisee that was never saved, never born again, that old I, Paul said, was crucified. And that happened to you if you're saved. The person you used to be doesn't exist anymore. That person was crucified. That person that was in Adam, and in Adam's sin and in Adam's condemnation, that unregenerate you, was crucified and he's gone. And now we are new creatures, new creations in Christ. And we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. So the old I was crucified with Adam, was crucified when Christ was crucified, because we were in him, his death, his crucifixion becomes ours, and that separated us from the old I that we used to be, the old person. And it also, because we were raised up with Christ into heavenly places, our salvation connects us to the resurrection realm as well. Severed from the old and entered into the new, in our new position, a new relationship to Christ. And now, because we are in Christ, he is also in us. And Christ lives in us. And his life, he desires for his life to be manifested through our mortal bodies. His life, his love, his character, his holiness, his righteousness manifested through us. So Christ lives in us and seeks to manifest himself through us. This is our new position. And so we were severed, crucified to the world in its ways and its curse, and now we have a new position in Christ. And because we are in Christ, many other things are true of us as well. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says that because we're in Christ, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We were raised up into heavenly places in him, and there we are seated with him in heaven, and therefore we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have them all already. They're our possessions. We may not know right now what they all are. Most of them are recorded in the Bible for us. And it's our privilege and our joy, our delight, to be able to study the Bible and to learn and to discover the wonderful blessings, not that we'll get if we're good someday, or not that we get when we die and go to heaven, but rather all spiritual blessings are our present possession because we are in Christ Jesus. We've already, it's past tense, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. In Romans chapter 8, Paul says that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In other words, whatever Christ owns, whatever Christ has for an inheritance, we are joint heirs with him. So we possess all that he does, all those spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We have a great inheritance awaiting for us, and it's not something that we earn or that we hope to obtain because we're good. It's already our possession. It's reserved in heaven for us already, waiting for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul also says that all that are in Christ, all that is ours. That's an amazing thought, that you and I own the oceans and the mountains. They're ours to enjoy right now. They're ours to use. Now, we may not have the deed for that property now, but this whole world is going to be regenerated one day, and we're going to share, we're going to be joint heirs with Christ in it. So we don't have to be covetous of owning this or having a title deed for that, especially when we think of our position, joint heirs with Christ. And not only that, but Paul says in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, that in Christ we are complete, we are full, we have everything that we need. And you know, that's true for every believer. Every believer is complete in Christ, even a brand new babe in Christ. And think of it this way. When a little baby is born, that little baby is born with, now he's immature, he needs to learn how to walk, he needs to learn how to talk, but he has all the parts that he'll ever get. He's got two eyes, a nose, a mouth, his ears, hands, feet, heart, lungs. He's got everything that he needs to live life in the natural realm. And the same thing is true when we're born again. We are complete in the spiritual realm. When we're born into the spiritual realm, we are complete. We have all those blessings, everything we could ever possibly need to walk in newness of life. And those are our present possessions. Now, we need to live them and practice them and develop them, but they're already our possessions. We own the complete body of all of those blessings already. And there are hundreds of spiritual and positional blessings that are ours, and it's a delight to just learn about them. It's going to take the rest of our lives to learn about all of these blessings and new positions that we have, and to let it sink in so it really affects the way we live. And here's a good exercise to try. Sit down and read through all the epistles in the New Testament. And you can read through the Gospels as well, but in particular the epistles, and jot down all the things that the New Testament says are true of every believer. And if they're true of every believer, if you're saved, then that means they're true of you. And don't put anything on this list that the Bible says that we need to strive for in order to obtain. That's another list for another day. Don't put down any commands that God wants us to do, but rather put on this list only the things that the New Testament tells us that God has done for us, or in us, or to us. And jot all of those things down that God has done. Those are our present possessions, and they are unchangeable. For example, we're saved. That's our present possession. We have new life. That's a present possession. God keeps us, and that's a wonderful thing that God has done for us. It'll never change. And Christ indwells us. That's another possession, a privilege, and a blessing that we possess right now, whether we are aware of it or not, whether we are experiencing the benefit of that or not. You know, we can grow and mature and develop in those areas, but they are our present possessions. And so spiritual growth is all about learning all of our blessings, our blessed position in Christ, learning what they are, and how to appropriate them by faith and thereby experience them in our daily walk. And that is the joy of living, the Christian life. And we'll see as we go through the New Testament that Christ is the source of all of these blessings. They're all ours because of our relationship to Him. Because we have been baptized into the body of Christ, we are in Him, and He is in us. And because we're in Him, all that He is ours. And over time, we're going to discover more and more of just how blessed we are, because Christ said, "Ye in me, and I in you." We are in Him, where He is in the heavenly places, and He is in us, where we are in earth, and seeks to manifest His life and compassion and love and holiness through us. And as we learn and discover more and more of these wonderful blessings, we will discover just how blessed we really are. And that should have an effect on the way we live.